ICI's Recreation Club.
Very popular place for members of ICI. And when I worked there in the 1960s and 70s, it was always sort of fairly popular at lunchtimes. But also there was the rec club, and that used to be quite popular. I don't know whether they might have served sandwiches and things like that. I've heard a rumour that originally the building was the rehearsal room for one of the London orchestras, one of the, either Malcolm Sargent or Adrian Bolt. And it was quite a big building. It was initially, I think, divided in half. So there was a sort of big open area, which was sort of, could be used for anything from ballroom dancing to, I should think, badminton or something like that. The roof was quite high and it was a big area, but it was open and devoid of seating and all the rest of it. It had quite a reasonable floor. And then the other, actually, it's probably more of a, that was probably two-thirds of the building. And then the remaining third was the bar and a cup and at least two snooker tables, which were always quite popular. And that's how it was when I joined ICI in the early 60s. What I should have mentioned was that, that associated with the rec club, there were all sorts of sections of the rec club, a bit like the ring had its ringlets. So the rec club had these groups. So there would be the Photographic Society, and they managed to persuade ICI to give them a room that they could convert into a dark room. So there was dark room facilities for processing films. This is pre-digital photography, of course. I think there was a ballroom dancing group. There was a music society. There was the mountaineering, fell walking and caving group. There was a film society as well. They shared films on a once a month basis. I think they organised various trips up to London, so there may well have been theatrical outings, there may well have been outings to concerts and recitals, both classical music and jazz, because I can remember going to see various American jazz artists when they came to the United Kingdom, because they didn't perform that often in the UK. And I think those were coaches organised by ICI. I know there was a charity day that somebody in the HR department was quite keen on organising, and I think it was to raise money for a sport charity. That's all I can say. I've forgotten the name for the moment. Lord's Taverners or somebody like that. That would have been
for friends or family, or
that
was
have been
it for
a town
open to the public?
I think
completely.
That was open to the public. Murphy's, of course, ran their sports days. They were certainly popular until Murphy's sort of got amalgamated with Bush and then Rank and all the rest of it, and it petered out. Murphy's had outposts in Skegness and Hurwon in South Wales, so they would send teams to compete in the sports, and there were various, so there was field sports, you
yes.
might call them, and there were marquees with produce. It was a bit like, in a way, a country fair. Well, Murphy's didn't have the best cockerel, but they would have cakes and flowers and photographs and probably dressmaking or something like that in these various marquees. It was all very popular, and a big firework display, and a fairground, and a firework display at 9 in the evening or whatever it was. Those were generally held on the what is now the Wellingarden City Rugby Club's field in Hanside Lane. I think in those days it was called Hanside Plainfields. They had the use of Pear Tree Farm House, which has been demolished now, which was located behind the boys, what is still the Pear Tree Boys Club, now the YMCA.
Near Broadwater Road.
And the Broadwater Road, and it goes over towards Broadwater Road. There was a big, well, it seemed big to me, but that's because I was so small. And that had grounds to it, and I think there were activities there. Now, that may well have been in the mid-1940s, you know, even during the war. Well, probably the latter stages of the war. I seem to remember there being rides and things like that there. So presumably there was some sort of summer fete.